Good morning. I'm Lois Geis, and I've been joined by Diane Larder and Jennifer Muniga. We had a terrific group that met four times, and we had presentations from six different summer learning providers that primarily serve our city children. Second slide. Our charge was to explore ways to better integrate summer learning programs and then develop new ones. Now, our assumptions were that summer learning is absolutely essential to retain the learning progress, especially for those children that aren't at grade level. Our second assumption was that integrated summer learning programs would enhance the experience for all children. We focused on identifying some quality programs that exist. We know there are more, and we look forward to hearing from you about other summer learning programs. In meeting with the providers, we discovered that the value of creating integrated programs was not part of their planning nor their mission. So we all need to change our way of thinking. Diane?
I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what we learned from the experts and people who are involved in current summer learning opportunities, and that falls into three categories. I think the first thing we want to cite, and I hope it's up there, is quality. The comprehensive summer programs that are out there now are not your mama's summer school. This grandma remembers a hot classroom where they tried to stuff into my head what I couldn't learn during the year in the same way while I wanted to be outside. So that isn't what we have or know should be done with children these days. Of course, a quality program includes instruction, lively, interactive instruction, but it also includes exercise, because we know that active bodies mean active minds. It includes parent interaction, so the parents are involved in their children's education, even in the summer, and supporting it. It includes enrichment opportunities that many of our city children do not have, so they can get out from their current environment and see and experience other things. It includes pre- and post-assessments to know where kids are and where they have come over that summer. And it also includes many support services. Some of our programs have social workers provide transportation and food. So we got a sense from the experts of what does that full opportunity look like. As Lois said, we also learned about the variety and the really intense momentum that has been gathering around summer opportunities for kids in the last few years. Just to cite a couple of the programs, the City School District has used some Wallace Foundation dollars to run a very high quality program over at the School of the Arts for 700 kids. Our friends at LEAP, which is headed, has been spearheaded by the Gable family for a number of years with a lot of partners, has grown to 900 children for the summer program. The Rochester Public Library runs a summer reading program, has run a summer reading program. Our friends in the community, grassroots organizations like Cameron Community Ministries, runs programs in the summer. The YMCA has run programs. So you get a sense of variety and scope out there and a lot of energy around this issue. We also discussed that there are a lot of programs in the suburbs. Towns run recreation and summer programs. Our museum, our art gallery, writers and books, churches. So there's a lot of opportunities. But we landed, to reinforce what Lois said, in the place of largely our kids are summering the way they are wintering separately and in separate silos. Suburban kids by themselves, the city kids in non-integrated programs. So we ended up with a couple of challenges. Our work led us to understand more clearly a couple of imperatives. We have an urgent need to scale up good summer programming for kids. Even with all that has been going on, Jennifer's gonna say this again, we have 12,000 children who need programming, summer programming in the city. A couple thousand of them are getting it. So we need that critical mass to grow. At the same time, we have to walk and chew gum. We have to increase those programs, but our imperative is also to make sure that they are socioeconomically integrated. And this this requires a shift in thinking. We gotta go like this. We also have to think about what that program looks like, because we're talking about integrated programs, not just growing programs for city kids alone. And this is cross-district, but I think that doesn't mean just school districts. Obviously, we've got a lot of people in this business who can contribute to it for summer learning. And time is not the friend of children in this. It's, we're facing, finally, another summer, kids are gonna lose, especially the kids in the primary grades, where this is a critical issue so that they don't lose time and learning. Off to Jennifer.
Thank you. As both Lois and Diane said, while there are several comprehensive summer learning programs in our community, there are nowhere near enough seats for the 12,500 city school students whose teachers recommend summer learning. Additionally, the programs must be free, provide clothing, food, and transportation to help eliminate any barriers for families. As both presenters have said, we had numerous presentations to our group, including the YMCA, Summer Leap Through Horizons, the City School, Summer Scholars Program, and the County Library, letting us know of their programs. The first recommendation that we have is to support development of socioeconomically integrated comprehensive learning programs in coordination with suburban school districts. We are hopeful for a pilot this summer between at least one suburban school and the city school district. Some United Way supported programs listed in your handouts would also be examples of this. The second finding is that while all the presenters told us of their wonderful programs, and they truly are wonderful programs, none of them were geared towards socioeconomic integration. City is for city, and suburban is for suburban as it stands. So our second recommendation would be to establish a Great Schools for All summer learning grant to fund proposals to integrate any existing summer learning programs for 2016 summer. This could entail encouraging foundations to put out RFPs, requests for proposals. And a recommendation, thirdly, is to challenge area churches to build urban and suburban programs between city and suburban churches. Cameron Community Ministries right now is going through a pilot with the West Bloomfield United Church of Christ, where we are doing a program called Big World, which is modeled after the Fresh Air program. Some of our Cameron kids will be heading out to West Bloomfield for 8 days to do amazing, fun country things that they would never do. They're gonna watch movies in a barn and go hiking and fishing and really cool exposure things that they would never have the opportunity to do. And subsequently, the West Bloomfield kids are gonna come out to our program, to our Summer Safe Haven program, and have really neat experiences that they've never had either. It'll be mutually beneficial for our kids, and we're gonna base our outcomes on cultural diversity, self-confidence, and citizenship, among many others. Family involvement will also be encouraged, which makes it all the more enriching. We really wanna have all of these kids have exposure to different things.
I volunteer at number 8 school in a second grade, and I've been there for 3 hours a day, for 3 hours a week. There are 20 children present in that room. Of those 20, 3 maybe are at grade level. 2 will be lucky enough to go to a summer program, because guess what? Number 8 school has a program with the YMCA. Maybe the rest will go to a library, the zoo, or the beach over the summer. Then again, maybe not. So please join us in brainstorming creative ways to socially integrate children's programming over the summer. And by the way, we need money. But we don't need to just concentrate on summer enrichment. Let's think really large. Maybe my church can partner with your church, and we can have play dates, or do a Lego camp, or build robots, or have a talent night. We need to think differently. Socrates said, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Thank you.